Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Leroy, he's our sports guy. Before you say what you got to say, I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm on your side. It's okay. It's okay.
Wait, and what he is saying might be illegal. But anyways.
Well, yeah, it's illegal, but I think the term sweatshop was a little extreme on my end.
Yes.
But there's a story, apparently, and I was talking about this last week. A lot of people get jobs at fast food restaurants, so they don't really have to work. So they can go somewhere for about eight hours, do some stuff, and then make a paycheck. But all of a sudden, Popeyes comes out with this chicken sandwich, and people are like, yo, people like this crap. That means when I go to work, I gotta hustle. That means I can't just call out and they're like, yeah, no big deal because we'll just get someone to replace you. No, the chicken sandwich is in such demand that employers are flipping out. I mean, you've heard the stories. They're getting into fights with customers. They're getting into fights with each other. It's insane. So there's a Texas Popeyes where apparently they were short-staffed and one of the employees came into work and had their son with them. People are saying kid was about 9 years old.
Wait.
And I mean, he was there. They were busy.
What was he doing there?
What was he doing there originally? I don't know, but what was he doing once he got there?
Yes.
Working.
Working. Working what?
Yeah, like doing what? The fry elevator?
They said they saw him handling raw chicken before giving it to a male staff worker who went to cook it. So he was somewhere in the area of preparing the chicken to get cooked for all the customers who were out the door waiting for their yummy chicken sandwiches. Is that really wrong?
Okay.
I mean, is it really
if you're back there? Yeah, sounds a little wrong. Like if the kid's like helping, you know, standing next to you while you're, you know, a cashier, you're handing them some ketchup or whatever. Okay,
that's not really working though.
But being in the back, like making fries.
Yeah, well, you're learning work ethic. You're learning what it's like in real time to give people what they want.
In a potentially dangerous situation for a 9-year-old?
Well, Pebbles, I mean, back in the day, you know, people had farms and they were like, yo, we need some more help with the cows. Let's have some more kids. And they're sending them out there 5 years old. They can get kicked by a horse for all we know.
But it's not back in the day.
They get pecked by a chicken.
But we're fighting over chicken sandwiches now.
It teaches a good work ethic. And Leroy was saying that he does that with his kids.
My father did it with me.
Yeah.
I would go into work with him on a Saturday. And I know it was a bank, and I would, like, help file and all that.
Oh, God. You didn't have how many accounts were messed up?
Right, but I didn't have a problem with it. But I used to clean a restaurant, Longhorn Restaurant, back in the day. I had my kids with me.
But clean, like, scrubbing the grill or clean, like, sweeping the floor?
Pebbles, I clean the bathrooms, the kitchen, everything, from top to bottom, the entire restaurant. So I would be wrong if I gave my kids a broom and said, hey, sweep up the restaurant floor.
That part, I don't think so. But, like, I think the problem is when you have kids handling food and the back and frying.
There's a difference between sweeping the floor and maybe picking up a trash bag at the end of the night and helping your mom or dad throw some stuff in a trash bag than kid handling raw chicken at 9 years old and putting it in a fry later.
You've never
I'm
been
sorry.
To a family restaurant when you see one of the kids working in the back?
That's right.
No.
You really haven't?
I haven't.
I've been to places like little mom and pop, like sub shops and stuff like that.
Oh, maybe like a mom and pop. Stephanie just messaged us and said the same thing. Maybe it was a family owned franchise.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
talking about like Capital Grill.
Right,
I'm talking about
that,
like.
But I still don't care. If you're a 9-year old kid, you should not be handling raw food and cooking it for the public. I'm sorry.
Aren't there laws against it?
Yes, Pebbles.
Who cares about the laws? I mean, there are some adults who I would say I wouldn't want handling raw chicken.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have a 9-year-old kid handling
it. No, it's not about them being dirty.
You know, it's you just You never know. You never know. Yes, Melissa, what do you got there?
No. I didn't know. Nothing. I got nothing.
All right.
Well. I thought that one of our good friends was, there was a reason why there was this chicken was in such demand.
Oh.
There you go.
She just, any excuse.
I'm sorry.
Any excuse for Melissa.
This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
So she can hear this in case you haven't heard it. This is from last week. It's Melissa's favorite. She usually hates kids.
No,
unless
that's
they sound
not
like
true.
This.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
He's my spirit animal.
Putting that kid to work for some of that chicken. That's right.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.